All right, John, were you of the $376 million that went into the pocket of the Super Mario Brothers people this weekend?
No, no interest. Is it supposed to be good?
I made $376 million this weekend.
That's crazy. Yeah, well, here's the weird thing about me. Mason knows this, and Bergman knows this. I've never seen a Marvel movie.
Well, this is an animated movie. It's not actually Marvel.
Yeah.
It's but a Nintendo movie.
So I wouldn't go to a Nintendo movie if I've never seen a Marvel movie.
Did you play Mario Brothers?
No.
No Mario Kart.
No, I
this
missed...
This is not the movie for John.
I missed the entire video game craze.
No, because you're a little older than me, but you
like
had Atari
or... Nothing.
You never did that?
We had,
John had a Wii.
Yeah, when Jack was born, I bought a Wii, and I have a Wii and a PlayStation, and I've never used either one. I take that back. I would play Wii with Jack.
Wii bowling's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, so is Wii baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't had that
one.
I've only played Call of Duty. That's the only game I've ever played.
Yeah, I tried Call of Duty. Yeah. Didn't take.
No, otherwise, not Nintendo.
I never had Sega.
I was trying to figure out what... I mean, $376 million. Obviously, people are into it. But I go see every big movie. I had no connection, no interest. Now, did you see Air?
Not yet, but I will.
Slee saw it.
Bergman saw Air. You saw Air.
Everybody who's seen it says it's great.
It's awesome. It is awesome.
You know, I'm constantly fascinated... By how I really like both you guys, but I'm constantly fascinated. At how just polar opposite I am from the two of you.
You've told me that you and I are a lot alike. Now,
right.
Now we're polar opposites
in this regard.
Wow, what's the opposite
this regard? Though? I'm stunned with a capital S that you two don't like the pitch clock.
I love it.
What are you talking about? You said you want to slow the game down.
John, you didn't listen right.
I listened to all of it. You said, let's slow down a little. You said the game is moving too fast.
I said that the game...
If you want me to pull
Saturday
that exact
night.
Quote out, I will pull
John,
it out.
There's context to things, believe it or not.
No. Yes. No.
This is
Sports Talk Radio.
Have you done Sports Talk Radio? You're not allowed to use the word context.
I have, and I did, and I will.
Yeah.
That it moves really fast, but what
it is great.
I love it, and I wouldn't change it. What I said was, if they wanted to add to go from instead of 15 and 20, go to like 18 and 25.
No,
yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
No.
It is working.
Oh God, go the other way.
No. I'm stressed. It's going too fast.
Seconds. You want to add seconds?
How
you want to slow the game down by seconds?
Think this is too fast. It is the greatest rule they've ever passed.
Have you been to a game yet?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Now that's the difference between me and you.
So
did you go? I went to a Dodger game.
To the Angel game on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I went and watched him play the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Got out of my seat to go grab a beer and a dog.
Yep.
Okay. The line was not long. Okay. It was maybe five or six people in front of me.
And the closer came in.
And I came back. It's the second inning.
Yeah.
Okay. Came back, missed an entire half inning. It was gone maybe 10 minutes. Missed two home runs.
Right.
It went by in the blink of an
eye. So don't go up there.
But it is true that, for example, like I always say to myself, okay, I'll catch the end of the Dodger game.
Yeah.
And, you know, you tune in at 9 o'clock. All of a sudden, you know, 9:10, the game is over.
You get I'm John
like,
Hartung.
I missed the entire
the game's
game.
Over.
Yeah, there's Gary Harrison Jr.
It's great.
Okay, so I think most people would say, if you said go back to how slow it was or go to how fast it is, most people, I think 95% of the people would say, go to how fast it's
even
going.
The traditional people are like totally into it. Only Travis wants to slow the game down.
I was the one that basically said to slow it down a little. Trav, I think if you put up a poll question, has the pitch clock made big, and I think this is your position.
Go ahead.
You want to add seconds.
Days.
Has the pitch clock made baseball a little too fast, which was your point in bringing it up.
Yes.
I think it would be 95% no.
By the way, you know, Momo is the game is going too fast.
A little too fast.
Yeah.
It's really
too
fast.
Don't understand those people.
Yeah. She's a little too fast.
Now,
got,
NBA replays, entire, that's a different
she's
story.
She's talking all the time. So she's got a conversation going on, all of a sudden the inning's over.
Well, to take it to NBA standards, Lee, if they made me commissioner for a day, almost every rule I would pass would be to stop the game less. Sure. I would increase team fouls so we don't have as many free throws. I would take out replay until the last 3 minutes of a game. I would eliminate illegal defense.
Yeah, all that stuff.
I would fine referees for excessive technicals. I don't want the game stopped. It's an entertainment product.
Right.
Imagine if you went to the movies. You guys, we're all just talking about movies. And every 10 minutes, they just stop the movie for no reason. I don't get it.
Now, if they stop the movie every 15 minutes so you could go grab a quick beer, I wouldn't hate that.
But here's, you
that's
know,
the thing with the baseball games. I bet the basketball stuff at the end. I love the clock. If this stays here forever, I'm 100% on board with it for sure. It's really, really fast.
Okay, so
and the idea of you, like, if you and I went to a game, Mace, part of the fun is we'll have a couple of beers. I'll look, we'll talk
get
a little bit.
You're trained for that. In
and now I turn to tell you something that I see, and I turn around. I missed a pitch and a half.
Right,
these two pitches. It moves really, really quick.
It is amazing that baseball has gone to one of our longest sports to literally our shortest. Baseball games are quicker than NBA games and quicker than NFL games and certainly quicker than college football games, which seem like the longest. But baseball is the shortest game we've got now. Shorter than NBA, shorter than NFL.
Have they said, what the average is? Do we have
It's about 225.
Oh, so great.
That's amazing.
About 220, but a lot of them are coming in right around 2.
Oh, that's even better.
Now, I saw Rob Manfred on one of the Sunday shows yesterday. I don't know. It's like Snuffleupagus or one of those.
I like that show.
And and Manfred was on there, and Manfred said, well, we're tinkering with it maybe for the postseason. They may juggle a little bit and make they don't
well,
want
well they could just eliminate
they
it
don't
the
want World I said Series that to Al. Game 7 to
I wouldn't
add.
Be surprised
I said to Al I said what'll be what they might do and what would be interesting if then when they get to the postseason they just said okay we're not going to do it and all of a sudden if we've got 3 hour and 10 minute games again we're going what the hell is this
right,
that
right.
You, we're going to get but, used to this pace really quickly
but I mean you know World Series games playoff games you soak up the drama you almost want it to move
sure.
a little
but
bit
is there any sports or is it different rules
yes they already have they're already doing it the with add the a runner to second base in starting in the 10th inning they don't do in the postseason
right.
So they could just say no pitch clock in the postseason
and
I actually would be okay with that.
They don't want a playoff game to end on an
58?
Automatic no to end on an automatic strike
I
or
dare,
an automatic no,
I dare
ball.
The umpire to do that never happened
well but Trav the
never
comp
happened.
The comp is
never happened.
You would not believe these NBA refs on how they're throwing guys out of games now. You would think that would never happen.
They
threw Scotty Barnes out of a game this year, the rookie of the year in Toronto, with 30 seconds left in a 1-point game.
Okay. And he had never been thrown out.
That was it wasn't a World Series game
Correct.
Or an NBA Finals game. It wasn't a playoff game. That there are different rules for that kind of stuff the further you get into the progression of the season. That you could throw Manny Machado out of the game in the first inning for arguing the
Correct.
Clock.
Correct.
I wouldn't.
It's April.
Right.
I dare you to break the rule.
How do you enforce the rule if you're not going to enforce the rule?
But he was thrown out with his argument.
Throw Manny Machado out for arguing.
They threw him out for
arguing. They called him out for violating the clock.
Correct.
Machado then chirped and said, "I called timeout before the clock expired." He said, "No," and then they got into it about
that's
ultimately what got him tossed out. But in the playoffs, if he turns to the clock with 7 seconds, says timeout, which technically you're not supposed
right.
to do. Nobody's banging him on that.
I think they need to be a little bit more liberal once they get to the postseason.
They're trying to train him,
right? You're the only guy
else
that wants to slow. You and Ramona are the only people that
I'm honestly disgusted by you.
I'm literally disgusted by you.
I find it shocking, and it's a disgrace that you want the games
to slow
down.
Who doesn't like the pitch clock? What in the hell? I mean, seriously. What's wrong with the two of you?
It's just me.
It's really just Travis.
I like it. I just want this thing to get longer and longer. Absolutely. Look, if I'm on an island with Ramona, I'll take it.
Yeah.
If it's a
Good
baseball
island.
Thing and Ramona and I are on one side of it,
Momo Island,
I'll take
you will
it.
Not get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Her words per minute is unbelievable.
Her articles are really long, too.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that?
TLDR?
Not Ramona specifically, but you see something you want to read, do you scroll to see how long it is before you even start?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do that?
Honestly,
I get discouraged.
The headline is what gets. Like, if the headline
really
hooks
you,
then I'll read and try to get to the thing that's interesting that they put in the headline. If there's nothing interesting in the headline, I have no reason. It's TLDR.
Headline gets me.
Yep.
Open the story.
Yep.
And then it's immediately you do the thing on the finger with your phone to see
right. yep.
if it goes brrr, no, out.
Yep.
By the way, new thing. If I open your article and it says you have to sign up or I have to do any
I'm
other
out.
Work,
I'm
out.
Yeah.
I'm
so
out.
So no Substack for you.
I subscribe to 2 Substacks.
Which ones?
Molly Knight and Mark Stein.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
I subscribe to none. I probably should.
Is it just like a newsletter? I've heard of it for a long time. It's just a column?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Kareem has a good Substack. But I get an email from Kareem every week that says,
and
here's
here are
the details.
Most of Kareem's stuff you can get for free.
Yeah.
Was that the least exciting Masters you've ever seen in your life?
Well, what fascinated me was how quickly these live guys have fallen in stature. Mickelson shot 65 yesterday. Like Koepka was leading for 3 days, and it was like everyone's rooting against him.
It was weird. Mm.
And you know, it just seems that I heard who's the caddy that used to fill in here? Michael Collins.
Yeah.
I heard him say it this morning. He said, the end result of this Masters is going to be you had three of the biggest names on Sunday that were making a charge were Mickelson, Koepka,
and Reed.
And Patrick Reed. He said, it's probably going to start with Greg Norman going away,
yeah.
But they're going to have to find a way for these two things to coexist.
Good. That's fine. Usually on that, you get guys going up and down and changes, and Rahm just had it choked out from the fifth hole. It was done.
Well, here's the weird thing. Because they played both the third round and the fourth round on Sunday, when Koepka teed off whenever his third round started, picking up where he left off, he was 13 under and had a 4-shot lead. After that, he was 7 over.
Yeah, he had him. But it wasn't like, I don't know how much golf you watch, Mace.
I live and breathe it.
The train wreck is fun in golf, right? Yeah. The guy that hits 3 balls into the water, the tin cup moment.
Right.
Right? That's fun. Just bogey, par, bogey, bogey. There was nothing there.
Do you want the game to be longer?
I would like golf to be shorter also. I think there should be a swing clock.
Shot clock.
A swing clock. You've got a swing. No, there's a swing clock.
Yeah, you get put on the clock if you're going too slow. And by the way, Patrick Cantlay played around with that yesterday pretty much.
One of your Bruin guys.
Yeah, and they Long Beach guy. And finally, I can't remember who he was playing with, but whoever he was playing with said, it was Victor Hovland.
He just took
and
off.
He just said, I'm not waiting for you anymore. And he just started playing.
Yeah, I know all this stuff. I'm letting John say it.
Am I totally out of my mind that the Lakers are the team to beat in the West going into this?
He already has them in San Francisco taking on the Warriors.
I do too.
And they're up 2 games to 1.
I've heard you say 100% tomorrow night. I think it's 100% tomorrow night also.
I think they're going to tear them apart.
Yeah.
You guys are severely underestimating the Timberwolves.
Oh, come on.
They're
fighting. Rudy Gobert's not coming.
Yeah, but they won.
McDaniels
they did win in
walls,
that second half with all that.
Yeah, they actually, it's a very small sample size. But the five guys are going to start tomorrow night have played, I think, 26 minutes together.
Game's over. Final buzzer.
They're plus 32.
Yeah.
When they don't have Gobert, they switch everything on defense. They can give the Lakers a game tomorrow. And the Lakers have got to figure out how to stop points in the paint, too. Utah had just a 70.
Well, that's Anthony Davis's job.
Well, no, Anthony Davis was the one guy. Anthony Davis blocked 4 shots, but everybody else was like letting their guy go right to the front
for
of the
rim.
For
the first time in a couple years, I'm incredibly bullish on what I'm seeing with them, with the Lakers. It just seems, not that they can't lose a game here and there. I don't think they're going to lose tomorrow night. But their two best players are playing like their best players.
They're healthy.
And even if your two best players are slightly off on any given night, the other guys, whether it's Beasley, whether it's Russell, whether it's Reeves, they're more than capable of giving you a night here and there. That hasn't been true for a really long time.
Yeah, they've got a great chance, and I love their draw. I think Golden State got the best draw, and the Lakers got the second best draw.
Why does nobody buy Sacramento? Just because it's Sacramento?
They don't play defense.
Yeah, it's the worst defensive team in the league.
Defense wins championships. And by the way, how about Mike Brown basically saying, bring on the
Warriors?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
Friday, not
Friday
playing
night,
anybody.
He had a game. I called everybody I know that works for the Kings on Friday, and I said, what are you doing? Explain this to me. All you have to do is play your best players tonight. Play De'Aaron Fox. Play DeMontis Sabonis. Mm-hmm. The Warriors are a terrible road team. You have beaten them. Every time you play in your building, you beat them. And you're going to kick the game to Golden State so you can play them in the playoffs?
That's what I would have done.
And they said,
I didn't want to play the Lakers in the
Mike
first round.
Mike Brown was there for the last 6 years. He feels like he knows them better. And so that they
picked their opponent based on familiarity, not because they think the Warriors are an easier get than the Lakers.
I think AD has something to do with it, too. What would be their answer for Anthony Davis?
I would have. I don't want the defending champs with Clancy. They scored 55
points. Wait a minute,
but
would you rather have the
first
Lakers?
If I have Sacramento, here's why.
But you always say they're the one team nobody
the
wants
Lakers
to play.
The Lakers actually play D
that scares me as a Laker fan. The only team I'm like, this is going to be is Golden State.
Yeah. Second round.
Yeah.
Well, and I love that series because, you know, the Lakers beat them 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
But, Mace, it's all matchups.
Right.
Sacramento this year beat Golden State 2 out of 3 times before they kicked them the game on Friday.
Right.
They beat the Lakers 3 out of 4.
Yeah, but that was all before the trade deadline. This is a completely different team than it was before.
It's still all about LeBron and AD.
Yeah, no, but it really is about the additional pieces. This is a completely different team since the trade deadline. And Rob Pelinka, by the way, deserves all the credit in the world because he's the one that made the...
I think it's both because the trade obviously was an incredibly important thing they did, not just by what they got, but what they got rid of was a huge part of it. But the other part is... Even if you make that exact same trade, same guys go out, same guys come in, if LeBron and AD are still just kind of spinning their wheels, it doesn't matter how good those supporting guys are. The reason they're back in it is because those two guys are those two guys again. LeBron, AD, who you got? I'm not picking against those guys.
Mace, I fall more with you. Yeah. I fall more with you. That trade was everything.
Yeah,
and
it was everything.
18-8 since the deadline. And we've had moments where LeBron and Anthony Davis were both healthy.
Right.
With Russ, without Russ, I'm talking about Westbrook, and they were still eh. They're 18-8. LeBron missed 13 of those games. AD missed a couple of those back-to-backs. I couldn't agree more. Pelinka's, whether you're giving him the credit or you're not, that trade deadline is why they're sitting where they're sitting.
By the way, Travis, where do you think you're going? We've slowed down the...
I put a pitch clock on Supercross.
No,
cross
we have
talk.
Actually turned...
Yeah, you're the one that wants to slow everything
we are
down. We're
going
to go
Super Cross Talk is powered by In-N-Out Burger.
What's wrong with you?
That's what a hamburger...
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. So, yeah.
Boy, good thing there isn't anything going on.
Yeah, really.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, screw Mondays.
Hashtag blessed.
No, I hate hashtag blessed.
Hey, so how long do we have to wait before we talk about Succession?
Tomorrow.
No. I think we can wait longer.
But here's the thing.
In the open, like, Morales said we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, but we don't do what Morales says. Morales is not the boss of me. Do you? I think you got to give a couple of days.
I do too.
Yeah.
But here's the weird thing. Like, you know, we love Molly Knight, and Molly tweeted last night that she was mad that all the people on her timeline put spoilers out, and she only gets the West Coast HBO.
Oh no!
So by the time it came up, they ruined it, and she was mad. Molly, you got to play defense there.
Yeah.
If you don't want to know what happens in Succession,
go on Twitter.
You can't go on social media.
Do people spoil it right away on social media?
Yeah, well, like you did when at the end of last season.
That was a long time ago.
No, you did it at the end of last season. Yeah, I mean,
a long time ago. It's been
both things are true. Right. Long time ago, end of last season.
Exactly. Yeah, but, no, I wouldn't spoil. I wouldn't spoil last.
No,
night.
I have an argument on this though. Yeah. It would be, I think, if you're on social media, if you are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, those three.
Yeah.
Impossible for you not to know now what happened.
Yes, I agree.
Impossible.
Yeah.
I will not tell you.
No, I will not.
In case you tuned in to hear Sports Talk and you are going to watch Succession tonight or tomorrow or whatever. Yep. But I'm telling you this, stay off of social media if you don't want to know what happened.
Steer clear, Jorge.
Yeah, stay clear. Have you ever watched one episode?
No.
No, not one.
Not even the trailer.
Don't you feel like you're missing something?
No, not really.
Nah. Yeah. I finished watching Shrinking, though, with Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Yeah,
I love
that show. That's a good one.
I love that show.
Now, all right, so do you want to talk about the tweet?
The tweet.
The tweet that it is...
A
listener pointed out that you tweeted on Saturday.
Go ahead, point away.
I'm asking, did you tweet on Saturday?
No.
So why does it appear that he did?
So because it came out on a Sunday and it said one day ago, but when you actually click on the tweet, he did it at 4:03 on Friday.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it was your last show. It was your last bastion. Now, so did you survive your electronic cutoff?
I did not use my computer. I did not use my phone. But I did wind up, it was zero dim, Mason. I did watch some Dodgers and I did watch some Lakers.
First of all, I applaud your honesty.
Yeah.
Because it would have been very easy for you to say, of course I did. Yeah. No, you can't disconnect in 2023. You just can't. Because think about it. Half the shows we watch are all streaming shows.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's just impossible.
Yeah, and I watched Succession, but Succession was always the cutoff. I said up until Succession.
But the fact that you basically put away your phone for the weekend is something.
You see, I got some sun.
Yeah.
I did
the fact
jacuzzi.
That you didn't use your computer. Did you not use your computer for anything but watching Dodgers?
Well, I didn't use my computer for watching Dodgers. That was on TV. So I watched Dodgers on TV. I watched Lakers on TV.
I didn't even think that was part of your cutoff. TV is fine to me.
No, but electronically, phone, I wasn't reachable.
So significant difference or no?
Oh, yeah, I feel great today. It was like a vacation without going on vacation.
I feel renewed,
recharged.
You're going to do it again?
Yeah, I'm doing it this coming weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's a...
You know, this is very French of you. In France, don't they cut off all electronic communication from your employer?
Yep.
You know what I did on Saturday?
What?
I called Dave Miller.
No.
He didn't pick up.
No, you didn't.
He didn't pick up.
Did you really?
Yeah, I called him. I felt bad about the way it went down on Friday. And it was something you said that threw me off. He goes, you said at the end, this is the first time we've ever done a show with victims.
Yes.
Because we did a topic about, is there anybody who just completely annoys you? It was based on a James Corden thing that some director said, James Corden's the most annoying person in the thing.
Yeah.
And yours was Steve Hartman and mine was Dave Miller. And I thought, you know what I don't like? I don't take back anything I said, by the way.
Right, okay.
You know, we don't like each other, me and Dave. But what I didn't like was the one-sidedness of it.
Yes.
That there was no retort.
Yes.
By the way, Bergman, I know you hate guests, but if we brought Steve Hartman and Dave Miller on, it would be the highest-rated show we've ever done.
Oh.
I mean, if you guys are going to be honest with them, then yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but, so what the message I left him, and he may never call me back, I don't know, but the message I left him was, I should have given him a chance to respond to the fact that I don't like him.
Yeah. I did talk to him for a good 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
On Friday. Yep. And talked him down. And convinced, and I think I convinced him to not go back and listen. I said, go have a good Easter. Forget about this. You're going to go see your daughter, now, Sammy, in Arizona. So just put this out of your mind.
So... do you feel you should reach out to Hartman?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Just to be honest here, I checked to see if he was in my phone because I wanted to reach out to him over the weekend.
So we had the exact same reaction. It's not really what we do.
No, we're not mean. We're not mean.
And that
people.
Was. And I that was. That did came off very
and
mean.
And by the way, and everybody picked it up and ran with it then. So it's like Sonata was bringing it up. It was crosstalk and all that stuff. So, did you think it was mean, Bergman?
No, I mean, I thought it was a little bit mean, but...
I went home feeling bad about the show.
Well, you're just honest.
Yeah.
It was like a Tuesday on a Friday.
It was. It was Tuesday on a Friday.
I don't think there was anything wrong with it, but, you know, you were just saying your truths.
Yeah, we spoke
our truth. It was Tuesday.
It was my truth, and you spoke your truth.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you never.
I'm not going to be doing it again anytime soon. No. It's better when we don't...
Do you really feel that bad, though?
It's better when you don't tell the truth. To be honest.
Well,
sure.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I mean, there are going to be people that don't like us.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
I mean, we have tons of listeners on Reddit that hate
us. What I think set both of us off.
Yeah.
Right. But what I think set both of us off is we thought these guys were colleagues and they were slamming us.
Correct.
So it hurts more when you're in the, you know. But now it's out there and everybody knows.
And that's good because we brought it up again for those
guys. There you go.
This segment dedicated to Steve Hartman and Coach Dave Miller. All right. John, I'm feeling especially, you know, yesterday, Rudy Gobert threw that haymaker.
So weird. By the way.
I'm calling it a haymaker.
By the way.
Is that an exaggeration?
Okay,
of course
so
it is.
So Kyle Anderson apparently called him the B word.
Yes.
And then Rudy Gobert punched him in the chest.
Yes.
And they sent Rudy Gobert home, and now they suspend him for a game. Michael feels like they shouldn't suspend him at all. He said, if he apologizes, right, both to Kyle and to the team.
And I read an apology that he put out on
He apparently
on Twitter,
had a group text that he texted, like, he got kicked out, he went home. And when these guys got back in the locker room, there was a group text from Rudy apologizing specifically to Kyle and to all of them. And then he apologized publicly.
Right.
And Michael said, it happens all the time. There's fights in practice all the time. You just saw that one. Are you surprised they're taking him out of the game tomorrow?
I am.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, it's a play in game. It's a chance to be the seven seed in the NBA playoffs. I'm surprised. By the way, here's a little synopsis. Very quick synopsis of exactly what went down yesterday when Rudy Gobert threw that haymaker at Anderson.
I'm told that the back and forth was about first Anderson telling Rudy Gobert, hey, grab, why don't you block some shots? Gobert telling him, why don't you grab a rebound? And then it escalated from there.
Okay, so that's Woj. Here's Kyle Anderson after the game.
Kiss his ass way too much. I'm telling me, focus.
Okay, so that's just standard issue.
Yeah,
right there,
Matt Adam, and they do have some decisions to make in Gobert because they owe him a ton of money.
Right, and they moved heaven and earth
nine
to get him.
Players,
brutal.
Nine players.
Yeah. The problem with that though was that Kyler Anderson was walking in the locker room. Apparently, a staffer recorded that and then put it out from Minnesota. So that's the problem.
Recorded him
cursing and saying, like, you guys got to make a decision.
Yeah, same, this is that's the same thing with Golden State. Like, Golden State was never able to figure out how that video of Draymond Green punching Jordan Poole got out of the building.
Right.
And I'm sure Minnesota's going
to... They never found out, probably.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Minnesota's going to have a similar...
Who's the snake?
Yeah.
Who's the snitch?
Who's leaking? Who's leaking company secrets? Yeah.
And then the guy punched the wall. That was another good one. Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Punched the wall. Actually, I've punched the wall once.
I'm sure I've done something that stupid.
I'll tell you the story coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sup, people? It is Monday. The Lakers now in the seventh seed. They're going to play Minnesota to earn that seventh spot in the playoffs tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. John, Jaden McDaniels is the one that punched the wall, right?
Yeah, and they just officially announced he's got two broken bones in his hand, out for the playoffs.
You ever punch a wall?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can. That sounds like something I would do.
I was babysitting my brother, Brian Mashonsky, who everybody met at the pickleball tournament, and he's 1 year younger than me, and my mom and dad went to Florida to spring training, and I was supposed to watch the house. So I come home, and there he is with Jeff Cunningham in the basement drinking Little King's cream ale. Do they have Little King's cream ale still?
What is that?
Little King's cream ale.
I don't know.
That's what they were drinking. Little King's and smoking weed. And my brother, I was like ready to punch my brother. Instead, I thought I'll be smarter. I punched the wall, broke my wrist.
Broke it.
Broke it.
Wow.
Yeah, broke it.
Yikes.
So, yeah, it can happen. Ever punch the wall, Jorge?
No, never.
It kind of is illogical if you think about it. Bergman, you ever punch a wall?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and well, you know,
I punched a stucco wall like an idiot after I broke up with this.
I think most people have.
Yeah, I broke up with a girl and I got so pissed I just punched the wall, stucco, ripped my hand apart.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it's not that uncommon. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. It's stupid. By the way, are we going to do it today? Are we doing a chat fight?
Chat fight.
Chat fight.
Why not?
We're on YouTube today. Go to YouTube and search ESPN LA, and we're on there. And if you want to...
Chat fight.
Chat fight today. All right. So, John, I wanted to express my total and complete confidence in the Lakers tomorrow night.
Okay.
I think, especially given the, and I think it's fair to say, the disarray that Minnesota is in.
Mm-hmm. Straight to the second round?
Straight.
Or to the first round?
Straight to the first round.
Okay.
Piece of cake tomorrow night. What do you think? Piece of cake?
No.
Yes.
Where's your cake?
Piece of cake. Where's my cake?
Okay. So what is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that... if you look at Minnesota this year without Gobert, they actually grade out statistically pretty well. The five guys that are going to start tomorrow night, they've played 32 minutes together this year. They're plus 26.
But I'm sure that's a limited sample size.
Well, of course. It's very small. But if you think about what Gobert does, he's kind of an old school player. In the sense that he's a seven-footer who has to stand
the
near
rim.
The basket.
Yep.
Now, what I think is significant is his backup, Naz Reid, is also out. And Vanderbilt was the guy who was supposed to guard LeBron.
Right.
So, or McDaniels.
McDaniels,
yeah,
right.
Vanderbilt used to play there. All right, so Vanderbilt plays for us now. So McDaniels is out. Gobert is out.
Yeah.
Reid is out.
Right.
What I'd worry about if I was a T-Wolves fan would be depth. Does Karl Anthony Towns have to guard Anthony Davis now? And if he does, doesn't he get him in foul trouble?
He probably does. He's their
the
size.
The five guys that are out there are going, especially Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns, without Gobert, can beat you. Edwards and Towns are really good.
Yeah, I just think the way the Lakers are playing, they're not going to beat the Lakers.
I think so too, but I don't think it's a on
straight
the first round.
And
if they have to play Memphis, we'll get more into it later in the week.
Memphis on Sunday.
If that's what the...
Right, Memphis on Sunday?
If they win Tuesday. Yeah, if that's what the matchup is, Memphis is better than people are giving them credit for, too.
Lakers -7.5.
That's about right.
Lakers minus... That's a big number. Lakers
for a playing game,
yeah.
So where's your mythical money, Mace?
Give me 20,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers minus the 7.5.
Wow, look at you.
But I'm not sure if I can get into the game. I may not even be able to go to the game tomorrow night. They're super tight on credentials.
Yeah, that's
everybody
what Bergman was telling me.
Minnesota. Everybody wants to go there for that game.
All right, so here's those exact numbers. The presumed starting five of Mike Conley, Anthony Edwards, Taurean Prince, Kyle Anderson, and Karl Anthony Towns is plus 34 through a tiny sample size of just 26 possessions. It would probably be a mistake, I think I got this from Trevor Lane, to assume the Wolves are done without him. You could argue statistically that they're in some ways better without Gobert. But we'll find out tomorrow.
On YouTube, Clutchfather says, John literally stole everything I just said and gives no credit.
Who's
typical.
Who's Clutchfather?
He's on YouTube, but I mean, John isn't on YouTube, so there's no way he could possibly steal this stuff.
Oh, John's looking at YouTube the whole time.
You're not,
I'm
and
not
he's
on
stealing
YouTube.
Everything
I'm not on YouTube, but
the
I thought I took that from Trevor Lane.
Yeah, and probably did, and so did Clutchfather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Clutchfather is Trevor.
By the way, on YouTube, what? Yeah, on YouTube.
Never been in the same place.
On YouTube, my John hair fight. Looks great. Does my hair not look great?
Your hair looks real nice.
On fleek.
Suavecito.
That's the suavecito, exactly.
But after hearing all of that, Mace,
yeah.
Are you finally on my side that Rudy Gobert overrated?
Yeah, it's a very good day for you.
It is.
It may go overrated. Down. You've been saying Rudy Gobert's overrated forever. It may go down. Rudy Gobert, to get him, they had to give up 9 guys.
Yeah, yeah.
4 players and 5 picks, including a pick swap. So, and by the way, included in those players, Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt, who eventually found their way here.
And D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo
Russell.
Russell was already there.
Oh, was already there. Yeah. But we got him from Minnesota.
Right, because...
So he knows the playbook.
Yeah, because Mike Conley, they thought, would be a better fit for Gobert.
Yeah.
And now Gobert has 3 years at $40 million plus left.
But there's no way to assess the overratedness of Rudy Gobert. If the Lakers beat them tomorrow night, then... What if they would have had Rudy Gobert?
Well, you can say it that way, but the numbers that everything that John just said was that they're better without Rudy Gobert.
It's like 26.
Utah is better without Rudy Gobert.
You said it was like,
you can make that argument analytically, statistically.
Statistically.
Yeah. He does nothing but guard the paint.
If it was up to me, I would like to have that option to go to. I would like to have Jaden McDaniels as an option to go to. I would like to have Naz Reid.
Yep.
It can have no effect.
Right.
But having said that, Lakers better figure out what's going on with points in the paint. Utah basically had an on-ramp to the rim all game, 70 points in the paint. Whew. Crazy.
Yeah.
So you got to figure that out. But I think the Lakers are going to win.
Yeah, I think.
And I say that with both my fingers crossed, knocking on Formica.
Yeah.
So a little update for you, Mace.
Yes.
Clutch Father said, I did steal from Trevor Lane, though everyone has nice hair except for Jorge. Who has a hat on.
I'm wearing a hat on, fool. What's wrong with you?
Julio Paez says, oh, good. We got a little chat fight breaking out. Little chat fight.
Chat fight.
Mace is such a diva. He loves the attention. Why tell the world he is going to be off electronics and social media? It makes no sense for someone whose job it is to talk on the radio. You know what I say? Screw you, Julio Paez.
Chat fight.
So
chat fight. We're moving animosity on to Julio now?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn you, Julio. By the way, all of it's Michelob Reaction Monday on 710 ESPN, reacting to everything that went down over the NBA weekend, including Lakers' win over the Jazz, which gets them into the play-in game, as we've been talking about. It's all presented by Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy
it
responsibly.
By the way, there's no way, if you're on any social media, that you can't not know what happened on Succession. It's all over the place.
Is it all over?
Yeah. I'd be shocked if you have, if you're trying to watch it and you haven't seen it yet, don't go on social media.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's all over.
But I will say it's expected.
Yeah, and I think it's going to make the show great now.
Yeah, it's just an interesting turn of events. That's all we will say about it. Interesting turn of events. So I went to dinner at my favorite restaurant on Saturday
night. Fatty's?
Little Fatty.
Little Fatty.
Over on Grandview in the Mar Vista area. And this was interesting, and I've seen complaints about this from other people. They give you 90 minutes to eat, okay?
Don't like it.
They want to turn the table over. Now,
did they come to you after 90 minutes, or did you beat the limit?
Once they said it's 90 minutes, we finished about 5 minutes early. We were there with some friends, and you know, you're having some drinks and all that kind of stuff. I wasn't drinking. I was still feeling good. But what do you think of this 90-minute rule for restaurants? And apparently it's spread all over the place.
Yeah, don't like it. I think that if a restaurant told me I had a 90-minute rule, I'd probably go to another one.
Would you?
Yeah. Why do I want to be rushed? By the way,
I'm spending money. I'm buying more drinks, fancy
they
drinks.
They control how long I'm in there. If you would bring my food faster, then I'm happy to get out of there in 90 minutes. If I'm waiting 20 minutes for a salad, then it's on you.
By the way, excellent Taiwanese food. I absolutely loved it. I just ate it really fast. Got to eat super fast at that place. Bergman, are you okay with the 90-minute rule?
See, I see a lot of restaurants doing it. I'm not okay with it because I want to sit, I want to drink, I want to relax, and I want to talk when I'm having.
And by the way, if you're in there longer than 90 minutes, you're spending more money.
You're buying more
drinks
and stuff. No, you're buying drinks.
You could just be drinking water. You're done drinking. You're just sitting and talking. I think that's what they're trying to hold off on.
I think most people, had they not made this an issue, would have probably got out of there in 90 minutes anyway. But now that I know it, screw you.
It's like the 90-minute warning call. It's like you've got to be out of there in 90 minutes. All right.
How does that even work? Does the waiter come to you and be like, it's
time's up.
It's been 89 minutes. You
we
only
need the
have
table. Get out.
No, you know what it is? It's a buzzer.
Get up.
It's a buzzer like at the end of an NBA game.
The whole table buzzes.
Yeah,
time to get up.
Buzzer. You're out. You need a course clock. You've got to have a certain course by a certain time. It's like the pitch clock in baseball. Oh, speaking of baseball, I want to get into the Dodgers a little bit, too. There you go. Dinner's up. You got to move along.
Get out.
All right. We're going to spin the wheel of questions. Then I got some Dodger stuff. Mason and Ireland, Big Monday, 710 ESPN. All right. Spinning the wheel. I put all the questions. Yes. Okay. So, as it turns out, Rupert Murdoch, 92 years old, has called off his engagement with what would have been his fifth wife. The question is, what's the point of getting married at 92, John?
I don't see the point. And I certainly don't see the point of marrying your fifth wife
at 92.
But maybe she gave him an ultimatum.
Could it be? She's 66, like, by the way.
She said, look, I got a lot of living left.
Yep.
I want to spend my time with people who want to be married to me, and so let's get married or I'm out. And he said, all right.
So
I'll marry
you don't see any purpose in getting married at the age of 92?
Well, unless she issued an ultimatum and he didn't want to lose her.
Okay.
Yeah. But if no, I'm like, my uncle is 86.
Yep.
And he got divorced and then met another woman who had been divorced, and they've been together 20 years. They didn't get married. Like, Donna's not married to Leo.
My mom and not stepdad Leo would not get married.
Right. But if Donna hit Leo with an ultimatum.
Or else.
Then Leo might say, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But Rupert Murdoch bailed out.
Bergman, married at 92. What do you think?
I think there's only one reason you get married at 92.
Which is?
The other person just wants a little bit of.
Security
on the side. Security
wants
on
the
side.
Bag.
Yeah. Wants the bag. That's really the only reason. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. Jorge?
No, for what? I think if I were to get divorced, that's it. I don't think I'll remarry.
Oh, wait a minute. You would not remarry?
I don't think so.
There are certain people that I would bet a lot of money on will never get remarried. Billy Mack. Billy Mack got divorced years ago.
Right.
Just has no interest in getting married. No.
Yeah. See, I don't necessarily believe in that. I do believe in love. I do believe in love. And if Rupert Murdoch is in love with Ann Leslie Smith.
Ann Leslie Smith's in love with the
bag. 66-year-old dental hygienist.
Bag will keep us together.
I say, I believe in love. If Leslie Ann and Rupert have fallen in love,
why did he break up with her
and tie the knot?
What is the rumored reason for the breakup? Does it have one?
It does not.
I heard he broke up with her.
He called it off.
There was not enough money in the bag, John.
No. I heard she was too opinionated.
Too opinionated?
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
Too opinionated?
Yeah.
Look, if you gave me all the money, I would have zero opinions.
I have no opinion. If I get the bag, I have no opinion.
Do what you want. Yeah, exactly. Cool. We're good.
I'm good.
92 years old. Well, God bless him. I hope he does well.
I think he's doing fine.
I hope Leslie Ann does well.
Yeah.
Whatever she's got coming up. Okay. So over the weekend, I got a chance to look at some Dodgers baseball. It was zero dim Mason, but I did watch some sports. And I am genuinely, John, genuinely concerned
about
the Dodgers.
What specifically?
Noah Syndergaard got blown up. Michael Grove is apparently just a guy, gave up 9 earnings yesterday. The bullpen gave up, I have a list here, like 11 runs over the weekend. I think 11 runs. Gratterall's been terrible. Yensi Almonte's been terrible. Caleb Ferguson has been terrible. Alex Vesey has been terrible. Andre Jackson has been terrible. Really, the only guy that's getting anybody out is Evan Phillips, who is the closer. And unfortunately, they're not getting there. So they're waiting for Tony Gonsolin. In the meantime, I don't think, do you start Michael Grove again, or do you go to Gavin Stone, or do you go to Bobby Miller? I mean,
you probably do go back to Grove one more time, and if that doesn't work, because Gavin Stone, I mean, maybe he can come up, but you have to move things around on the 40-man roster, all that good stuff. But I think you have to give him at least another shot, because he was good in his first outing.
He was okay in his first outing. I think he went 4 innings and allowed 2 runs, or 5 innings
three
and allowed
5
runs.
I don't think he got out of the fifth, but he gave up 3 runs. It was all in that fifth inning, too. He was great leading up to that, and he just got shelled over the weekend. So hopefully he can work it out, figure something out.
They're
but you got to go to him again.
They're waiting for Daniel Hudson.
Yes.
And they're waiting for Tony Gonsolin. In the meantime, that bullpen, I said it from the beginning of the year, I thought the rotation is as thin as a Dodgers rotation as we've seen in the Andrew Friedman era, and in fact, it is. They don't have a Tyler Anderson. They don't have, I mean, unless Noah Syndergaard can round into form, and again, he got lit up against Arizona.
Well, here's something else to put into the equation. I read a big article that Bob Nightingale wrote over the weekend that Arizona Arizona is like the most aggressive team in the major leagues now. They swing at everything. They run at everything.
They stole 5 bases yesterday.
They do. And so people aren't, people see Diamondbacks, they go, that's an easy series. And Nightingale's point was, no, it's not. Because they're uber aggressive. And if you're not, so maybe it's just a case of the Dodgers, now that they've seen this new super uber aggressive Diamondbacks team, they're out of Arizona and they play the Giants tonight. Are they in San Francisco?
They're in San Francisco.
So thank goodness they're out of Arizona, because all Arizona did all weekend was score a bunch of runs.
Yep.
But maybe it's figuring that out, that, you know, if your MO of a pitcher is to get ahead in the count and you throw strikes and every hitter that comes up is swinging at the first pitch, and then when they get on, they're running on the first pitch and you haven't seen it before, it might come as kind of a shock. So I'll be anxious to see. They play the Diamondbacks a million times. I'll be anxious.
Actually, you know, it's interesting. They only play 13 times now.
Right. Because
is it 12 or 13?
I think it's 13 is the number.
Down so from 19. Right.
So you don't get to play Colorado 19 times. Colorado. But here's the tough thing about the Dodgers' schedule. I mean, they go Arizona, where they just were. They go Giants, Cubs, Mets, which is a really tough series. That's a
right.
great series.
These are all on the road?
Stadium. That's a home series against the Mets. Then road Cubs, road Pirates. Okay. So those are games you got to win. Because after that, you go St. Louis, Philly, San Diego, Milwaukee, San Diego, Minnesota going to be pretty good, St. Louis, Atlanta. You hit a really tough May. So April, you got to make some hay, and they're not doing it right now.
Yeah, the pitching has to get better for sure. But I want another look at Arizona. Arizona, to me, is one of those teams that I had like not even finishing above 500. And now I think they might. I think Colorado's going to finish last.
Colorado's probably a 70-win team, and Arizona's probably a 75-win team.
I think Arizona might be an 85-win team.
You do?
Yeah.
You think they're in the playoff hunt?
In the hunt, yeah. I don't necessarily think they're going to win the division, but, you know, let's see.
Yeah. Greg, what's your level of concern for the Dodgers?
So, I mean, it's concerning, but it's still early. I think what you talked about, May is really, really hard.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the month, it's an easy three-game set against somebody. And you go to the Yankees. There's something going on downstairs.
Can you hear a drilling sound?
Yes, the drilling is
somebody
right
is
in my
drilling
ear.
Drilling into the building?
Yeah, I think it goes all the way through to you guys. It's nuts. But I don't actually feel...
We're in a construction
We're
zone.
Fixing the Wi-Fi.
Well, I'll tell you what. They need to fix the Wi-Fi.
I got a meeting tomorrow, man.
Something you got to work on is the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So I'm not that concerned, but at the same time, like if they get into May and they play all those teams and they don't come out of that with a winning record or at least a 500 record, they're in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the team. Well, we always knew that I knew this year would be tough, and I favored the Padres to win the division. The bullpen, I think, is a gigantic concern.
So far, it's very young in the season. So let's see. If it was more to do with Arizona and the way they're aggressive, or if the Dodgers bullpen just stinks.
Please do not talk me down from my panic.
I think it's a little early to panic.
Yeah.
Bullpen, UBU.
It's Sports Talk Radio, and I'm going to go panic. I've seen this bullpen, and this bullpen isn't very good.
Bullpens are volatile. They're what you get at the beginning of the year is not what the bullpen you have at the end of the year is, and it's every year like that.
But this is the bullpen we have
right now.
This particular stretch of the season, and the bullpen is getting
I can see Alex
on.
Vesia, Yency Almonte not being on the team past May.
So Julio says, I'm still...
Urias?
This guy's on Twitter. I'm still puzzled with the Angels not trading Ohtani. If the Angels haven't signed Ohtani at this point, why wait? That's a head-scratcher. The Angels are actually doing pretty good.
I said they would do well.
They lost yesterday, but on Saturday night, they were in first place.
I said they're good. I said
that's okay for them.
That rotation's very underrated. I think the Angels are going to hang all year long, and I think they'll have a really tough decision at the trade deadline.
Ohtani's so good. I mean, just watching him is just crazy. I think they lost a weird game yesterday, like 12-11. Or some crazy number. It was nuts.
Yeah.
But I actually, after watching the Dodgers, the pitching has to get better, but I'm not all that pinned. They're like 500 now, right?
They are
500.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the problem is they're 3-5 against Arizona, and they have to win every game now against them to just win that series.
Not impossible, but I mean, Arizona doesn't make the postseason, then it doesn't matter.
No, but I mean, these are games at the beginning of the year that you're going to look back at the end of the year and say, you know what, if we just would have split here or if we would have won that series 3-1 instead of losing 1-3.
Because I thought at the beginning of the year, I thought the Dodgers were a 93-win team and I thought the Padres were a 95-win team.
What do you think now?
I'm not ready to sail on 93 wins.
Well, the Padres are also 5-4. It's not like they're just blowing
anything
up.
They're not tearing it up either.
No.
So
they're 6-4, sorry.
But I do think
I still favor the Padres to win the division. John, you fancy yourself as being the parlay king.
I do, but there are others better than me.
That is clear. So you are not actually very good at it.
True.
You do not hit as many parlays as you pretend to. Now,
I just make a lot of parlays. That's why I'm the parlay king.
Yes, because you think you can win.
Yeah.
So here is a guy who made an unbelievable bet. He bet that that we actually have a couple of these. This is the one I found. He bet $25 on the Kings, Sacramento,
okay,
to win the division title, the Pacific Division title, before the start of the season. That seems like a long shot, doesn't it?
Yep.
$25 paid $10,000.
Oh.
And my question is, why don't we bet long shots like
more
that
often
all the time?
Yeah.
Because it's just $25 and you can win $10,000. That's a really good
bet.
Like,
who in the NFL is a team we could get great odds on right now?
Great odds on the Rams.
Yeah.
Tell you that much.
But I think, like, we waited too long on the Lions. The Lions are going to be good this year, yeah, so their odds are going to be up.
What about Jackson? No, Jacksonville will have pretty good odds this year.
Raiders, Greg. We could bet if we win the Raiders to win the division, I bet we could win $10,000.
Easy. Easy.
You know what might not be a bad one? If the Colts get a quarterback, I think that they might be decent.
Okay, let me tell you something. If you bet $100 on the Colts to win the Super Bowl,
right,
you win $12,500.
And that's football. I can do that.
That's football.
Ooh.
The Texans, by the way, $20,000 on $100. See what the
what
Rams
are the Rams?
Let's see what the Rams are here.
Yeah.
$100 gets you $5,000.
I might do it.
Like, this is, didn't Phil Mickelson do one of these famously?
Yeah, on the Baltimore Ravens way back in the day, and he hit it.
And he hit it. That's a good bet. That's a good bet. And I mean, Sacramento to win the Pacific Division is nutty, but it paid off $10,000. And not mythical dollars, $10,000.
Real dollars.
Real dollars.
Hey, when you travel,
yep,
do you take anything weird with you?
Hmm.
Like anything that most people wouldn't take on a trip?
No.
No, you said you don't travel with
that. No, I never travel with that. Never.
All right.
Unless I drive.
Coming up, somebody very public admitted that he takes something with him.
Yes.
And it'll lead to a bigger discussion. So
cool.
We'll get into that coming up.
We will do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.